This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For Larry Richard on the Big K Morning Show. Don't forget, listen for The Drive at 5, the stories driving the news every day at 5. Brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. Demand the yellow van, The Drive at 5 on 100.1 FM, AM 1020, KDKA. So, a Pittsburgh police officer retired writes a book, and it's getting a lot of attention. And it ain't just about what she experienced over 40 years as a police officer. This is a deeply personal message of her struggle with abuse, addiction, racism. It's about her recovery. It's about how she struggled as an addict, as a police officer in Pittsburgh. Her story of overcoming life's hardship will inspire others to reveal, succeed, and lead. The book is called Journal of a Black Woman in Blue by Brenda Tate. Brenda's my guest. Good morning, Brenda.
Good morning, Michael. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you? You sound great. This book has this gutsy angle to it, doesn't it? And you know, part of recovery, isn't it, you have to admit powerlessness, you have to be you don't have to necessarily be public, but you have to tell the truth. And this book is the brutal, honest truth about your life as a child and as a police officer.
Absolutely. First of all, thank you. Thank you for having me on this morning. The book was pretty much a labor of love. I initially started out just journaling about my experience as a black policewoman in the city of Pittsburgh. However, when I began to write about growing up, it took me down another path I did not expect to go down. But I kind of felt every time I would write, it was like a cleansing process. And I thought I had dealt with a lot of it before, because I did go and seek therapy. However, I didn't realize how deep it was, and it needed to come out.
The story of being a black woman police officer in those days is a story in and of itself. But so, Brenda, is this more about your personal struggle with addiction, or being a police officer, or having been sexually assaulted, or all of the above, and a combination?
All of the above. And my target was to at least address this book to young women, young girls that are in that same space. And hopefully they will get, will get the honesty out and understand that they, it's not the end for them. So that was my initial target. However, I'm getting feedback from men, white and black, women, white and black. I'm getting feedback. Apparently, it has touched a lot of wounds in a lot of people when they read it.
Brenda Tate is my guest, and she wrote a book, Journal of a Black Woman in Blue. She was on the police department here in Pittsburgh for 40 years. And Brenda, your addiction, tell us a little bit about that. And your addiction, you were high on the job as a police officer, and your addiction got public exposure. It was embarrassing, but it was probably what set you free. Am I right or wrong?
You're absolutely right. The addiction doesn't care who you are and where you are. That's the first thing. And it doesn't dictate how you maneuver. It is in control, not you. And so because I had this disease, and many officers at that time had it, especially the males. However, they had a form of treatment for them. They could address the males, especially the white males, because that's who they were used to dealing with. But when it came to a little black woman, they couldn't figure out what to do with her because there was nothing in place, to address that. So they kind of like shifted me from a different one station to the other. And a lot of them did it out of kindness. They didn't want to see me get fired. However, they did me the biggest favor in the world when they shipped me to a station and I eventually hit my bottom. Because by then I had got married in July. The 4th of July, and by that September, my husband died, and I had two children. And although I was addicted, people have this misnomer about people that are addicted. They think they're idiots. Of course, you can say they're idiots if they're drinking like that. However,
and just to be clear, is your addiction was alcohol and drugs, or just alcohol?
Both,
yeah. Yeah, people think that, if someone's an alcoholic, they can just turn it off.
No.
That's, okay,
absolutely
not. Yeah, go ahead.
You have to go through treatment.
Yeah.
And my bottom, I hit my bottom at one of those stations.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
And I was able to get treatment through there.
Uh-huh. But you were getting into jackpots, as we call them, along the way, and your coworkers, the fellow police officers, were like, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah, they were very aware. On occasions, I'd work with someone that had the same issues, another officer. But they knew what they were getting when I was moving to different stations. They knew I was coming with a lot of baggage. And my last stop was the South Side. So they were well aware. And until I hit my bottom and had to go into recovery and return, then they really kept their eyes on me, because their idea of a black woman in uniform was very discouraging, very embarrassing, and they were going to try to do anything they could to get rid of me.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Brenda, I got to take a break for traffic. Stay right there, because I have to ask you when we come back who you want to read this book more than anything. And a young person even struggling with addiction and struggling with life's miseries, whether you're a police officer, a doctor, unemployed, I don't care what, addiction will kill you. And I want your answer to those things. Brenda Tate is my guest. She was 40 years on the Pittsburgh Police Department, and she wrote a book that's just coming out, just came out. Journal of a Black Woman in Blue, and it's getting a lot of play locally and nationally, and it's just great to have her. So we're on the Big K Morning Show. 40 years on the Pittsburgh Police Department, 20 of them an active alcoholic and drug addict. Brenda Tate wrote a book getting a lot of play. It is called Journal of a Black Woman in Blue. Brenda, by the way, what were the years you were on the police force? I can't remember.
Well, my first 5 years, I was on the Housing Authority, City of Pittsburgh. That was from 73. And then in 79, I joined the Pittsburgh Police Department, and I was there until 2014 when I retired. They forced me off in 2014 because there was an age requirement. And I aged out at 65.
So can I ask you, you know, because back in the day, there was such a horrible stigma, you know, people, what? Alcoholic, drug addict, what? Oh, my heavens, get rid of her. And that's all changed now for the good. Because people understand it's a disease, and I hope that nobody would be stigmatized by it. But how fearful were you when your addiction became public? Was the mayor's office okay? Was the police chief okay to get you help?
Well, it was a miracle, because my commander at that time was a neighbor to the doctor that was treating me. And they would often talk about me. And the commander that I worked for, he knew that I was a widow, a young woman, and he knew I had children. And when I hit my bottom, I landed at the police station where he was the commander then. And he remembered my situation. And he's the one that said, you know, because I thought it was over, and he said to me, listen, you go get help. And when you get some help, you can come back. You got a job. Wow. So along the way, because they didn't know what to do, you ran into people that were compassionate about it, yeah. Even back.
So, Brenda, even as a black woman, a police officer, and an alcoholic and a drug, you have a lot to give back here.
Oh, yeah. And that was the first and foremost. When I got sober and was sent back to the station, I had a sponsor in AA. Mm-hmm. And that woman made me understand that you took from this world for 20 years, and you need to set about giving back.
Yeah.
From that point on, that's where my mind was.
How many years of sobriety, Brenda?
38 now.
Wow, 38. Brenda. Oh, man, I have goosebumps.
Yeah, 38 years.
Unbelievable.
Listen, Michael, I do want to give a shout out. Sure. This book would not have gotten where it was if it had not been for my dear friend, Sharon Liotis. She's with, she owns the Inner Group Communications. She's my publisher and publicist. Mm-hmm. Okay. And it was through her that Nan Newell, the editor, I mean, these people rallied around me and helped me get that off the a bunch of pile of papers into this book. And I just want to thank them and thank the people that commented, Sister Susan Welch, Cookie Coleman, Joyce Starzl, Father Vallone. There were so many.
Father Lou Vallone, I know him. Yeah.
And his sister, Kathy, Kathy McNeely.
Mm-hmm.
Those people hopped in and wrote comments on my book. And
Brenda, I apologize. I'm short on time. I got to run. I want to congratulate you. The name of the book is Journal of a Black Woman in Blue, and go to Brenda's website, journalofablackwomaninblue.com, or go to Amazon Books to order this book. Brenda, congratulations, and thanks.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Michael, for having me.
Absolutely. You better believe it, my friend.